Bava Mitzia, Perek Aleph, Mishneh Gimel. The Mishneh begins, Hayarochev al Gabi Behema. Somebody was riding on top of an animal. That point is not really so relevant. But Viraz and Mitzia, and he sees a lost object, which is permissible to take. So Amar Lachavero, he says to his friend, Tenehali, give it to me. Now, let's note the words Tenehali, because we'll address that shortly. He says, give it to me. Netala, so the friend takes it, V'amar, and says, Aniza Chisiva. Well, I've taken it for myself. I've acquired it for myself. Zachaba, he has acquired it. However, Imishanasna lo, if after he already handed it to his friend who's sitting on the animal, who asked him to give it to him, Amar, he then says, Ani zachisi vatchila. Well, I handed it to you, but really I had intent when I picked it up to acquire it for myself. Lo amar klum. He hasn't said anything. It's not valid, his claim, because once he handed it to the other person and it's their possession, he would have to have a way of proving that he had actually acquired it first. Otherwise, we just assume that he's acting on his friend's behalf who asked him to hand it over to him. The Gemara notes the fact that when the person sitting on the animal asked him to give it to him, he only asked him to nehali, just give it to me. Therefore, when he says give it to me, he's not asking his friend to actually acquire it for him, but rather just to and take actual halachic possession of it for him, but rather he wants it just to physically hand it over to him. Therefore, if his friend picks it up and says, you know, when I picked it up, I really picked it up on your behalf to acquire it for you, but then I changed my mind and I want it for myself, and this goes on again before he hands it to him, the friend who picked it up can acquire it, because picking it up on somebody else's behalf who didn't ask you to acquire it for them, just hand it to them, so the fact that you picked it up for them is meaningless, because he specifically said that I want you to hand it to me, not to acquire it for me. However, if the man on the horse says to be zochaba b'shvili, not to hand it to me merely, but also to acquire it for me, so the assumption is that when the friend picks it up on his behalf, he's picking it up actually to acquire it on his behalf, and once therefore it belongs to him, he can't change his mind once he picked it up and say, well, I'm picking it for myself, because the presumption is that he took it for himself. Unless, of course, he says that when I picked it up initially, I only picked it up for myself. He can't change his mind, in other words.